From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Araya is a movie that has long existed more as rumor than as fact. In 1959, at the Cannes Film Festival, it went up against movies that are now classics, movies such as The 400 Blows and Hiroshima, Mon Amour. Araya still won 2 prizes, but since then, it's rarely been seen. Now, a restored version is opening in theaters and coming out on DVD, as Howie Moshevitz of Colorado Public Radio reports.
Araya has been hailed for its influence on international cinema in general and Latin American and documentary film in particular. But director Margot Benacerraf says it's not exactly a documentary.
Araya intends or pretends to be more than a documentary. I shot a film like a fiction film. And I tried the poetic mood to explain and to involve people in the lives of these people of Raya.
The film is about 3 of the many families who mine for salt on a stark, treeless peninsula on the northeast coast of Venezuela. Men shovel the salt into large baskets, carry them on their heads to the top of a huge pile, dump them, and return for more. Benacerraf scripted the film, but the characters were played by local salt miners who'd never acted in a movie before. With cinematographer Giuseppe Nasoli, Benacerraf filmed Araya in a high-contrast black and white to create startling relationships between the sun, the sea, the land, and the characters.
I could have worked with color, but I didn't want, because I said black and white makes images stronger. Dramatizing, making more dramatic the story I was telling, underlining, making a counterpoint between nature and man.
Benacerraf also stylized the sounds. She says that a soundtrack can be like an adjective to the visuals. It can take the audience deep inside the image, as it does in a scene at a seaside cemetery. Benacerraf took sea and wind sounds, played them backwards, and then mixed them. The movie's complex blend of documentary and experimental film caught the eyes and ears of the judges at the 1959 Cannes Film Festival, says film scholar Margarita de la Vega Hurtado.
Her film is really a very good point that hinges between the lyrical documentary, if we can call it that way, and the social movement, the social revolution that will come into Latin American cinema a little bit after her work. When it came out in Cannes, the French and British, and later on in the United States, critics recognized the film as that kind of fusion between the beautiful form and the experimenting of aesthetics with a real search for human beings and for the social meaning of life and interaction between man and nature, man and work. And by man, I mean human beings, I don't mean just men.
This fusion of beauty and social awareness prompted Dennis Doros of Milestone Films to take up the laborious task of restoring and distributing the film.
Because I'm also the archivist on the film sometimes, I see a film 100, 150 times before the end of distribution. And you have to be able to realize that you're going to be looking at this film frame by frame, literally, over the course of months. And that is a primary consideration when we're looking at a film for the first time. Am I going to be able to watch it 400 times? And this was an easy one to do it with.
Some of the most striking shots in Araya show cranes and bulldozers taking over the work from the salt miners. Margot Benacerraf filmed an aged woman making pottery, but in an ancient way without a potter's wheel. For Benacerraf, the experience of filming in the town highlighted the abrupt transition from a medieval world to a modern one that has taken place all over Latin America.
We Latin Americans jump from one century, 16th century, to the 20th century without evolution. We just had this shock, confrontation. And my question at the end of the film is, what's going to happen with that human people? Is there going to be a better life for them? And I let that question in the air. What is going to happen?
Margot Benacerraf never made another movie after Araya. She went on to head a number of film and cultural organizations in Venezuela. She returned to the peninsula a few years ago and says she found a ghost town. A few former residents had moved to a nearby village. She says they were simply waiting to die. For NPR News, I'm Howie Mofsovitz.